And we are recording.
This is Pete.
I hope.
Fine.
Right.
I'm good.
Has she changed her passport yet? No.
Nope.
Because I've been married over a year myself. I'm going away in September and now they've booked my tickets in.
Helen was particularly glad about the fact that by changing her identity, she completely wiped out all her previous library fines.
That's quite funny.
There's no longer Miss Helen Colston resident in the Bradford area, would
she? That's quite true.
I have £7 of library fines at the minute. Can I get married again?
Yeah.
Is your library card under your married name?
Yeah. That's why I'll need to get another name. I'll need to marry somebody
what
else.
What was she her habitual library fraudster?
Steve.
Steve
doesn't have the same interest.
You could double barrel your name with your maiden name.
Yeah.
Right, kids.
Not the lid you're looking for.
This is not the lid that I'm looking for.
Oh, let's get a rant.
I saw that movie and it was bad.
It was the best of the three.
Guess what we're talking about?
It was bad. I thought it was the worst of the three.
Without mentioning the name of that movie.
Better than the second one.
Yeah.
So the
actual they mentioned midichlorians, which immediately drops it down below the second movie.
Yeah.
Where they didn't.
Well, they didn't.
Not that we're talking about the name of what this movie is, but it's like people guessing.
I thought unfortunately the acting was wooden, particularly on the half of Darth, pseudo-Darth.
Don't you just
pseudo-Darth.
No.
And I thought there was a little bit too much convenience in there. Like he's gone, crap, there's this and this and this, and he's winding up, let's throw in some stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, considering that they had the opportunity to make some very nice Jedi fights, where they were all wiped out and overwhelmed, they just shot them in the back, which seemed a bit crap.
What I did think was quite good about it, is that they did actually show, roughly speaking, Darth, whose name we shall not mention, being quite evil with the younglings. We shouldn't call them children.
We should call them younglings,
because he just killed them.
Kind
of. Slaughtered them. Maybe it's not
did you notice how he was definitely bad?
They didn't show.
He wore black.
Right, from the very beginning. I love that song.
Because the good ones wear white and have clean hair, and the bad ones wear black and
dark. But Luke Skywalker wears black in film number 3.
I think he's bad.
He showed through.
But wet Luke, he's bad in the
Luke.
Kind of work.
No, I bought you a glass.
Oh,
all of your own.
Thank you. Can I have the doctor?
Yes, you can.
It's misunderstood, don't you know?
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Oh my lord!
We could be sat role playing on a Thursday night.
Oh no!
I want that gaming table that was posted.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
First of all, buy a house in America.
Okay, good start. Yeah,
yeah, because they have. I've lived in a house in America, and the basements are that big.
It's true.
Unless you go to Texas.
Texas.
Well, alright, but.
Saying that, looking at the houses we've been looking at online in Texas, they have something called the Texas basement, which is basically a room on the second floor with no windows.
Philadelphia has lots of big places like that. So on the East Coast, there's lots, you know.
Your parents' basement was like...
Yeah, the stairs came out the middle and you could have put a running track around there. To,
you know that thing on Buffy where Xander lives in his parents' basement and everyone says, oh yeah, they're still playing D&D at the age of 40 and living in their parents' basement.
It's true.
Because the parents' basement's huge!
There's no need to move out.
It's giant, it's the size of this house!
People.
Some of them are multi-story!
I think we stored them in there.
Bugger, have we forgotten those?
What?
Yes.
Oh, bugger. We forgot the minis.
I've got the characters.
I've got some minis somewhere. They're actually in that wooden box at the palm of the room. Unfortunately, they're no longer conveniently on the Delph rack as they used to be.
Yeah.
Helen.
Yes. Oh, the compromises of married life.
Well, you have placed all the lovely plates on it.
Oh, no, you haven't. No.
If you place plates on that rack, I will not come to your house.
Take that up with Snap Girl.
That's quite funny,
actually.
Anyway.
It was convenient when you were up there. You just, pick them up. He said, which one?
Pick them up. BB gun.
Yeah. Which one? That one, and that one over there.
I would like to say, it's June. How frightening.
I know.
Where has this year
gone?
When did we start? October?
We're going on holidays.
Mm-hmm. No, well before October.
Yeah,
well before.
Time ago.
September.
We started podcasting in October. Mm. One of the early podcasters.
The early podcastness.
Yes, it was. We were. All right, we were August 2004, but
quite as exciting as pod racing.
Pod racing
actually,
is
probably
the dullest
more.
Thing in the world.
Do you know they edited that down significantly for the actual movie?
Curly Whirly is a scene.
I can't eat them because they pull me too much.
But they're curly and whirly. Look at how curly and whirly they are.
They are curly. Cadbury's curly whirly.
Benjamin, do you have any loose teeth left?
Yes,
or are your permanent teeth now?
I've got all my grown up teeth now.
Oh, well then it's probably
no,
not really
I have
a worry
quite bad
to
teeth.
Pull them.
Not
out.
Bad teeth, but I have bad gums and things fall out.
Bad gums and jawbone. The teeth, they get pulled out completely intact.
My mum got hit in the face when she was working in a nursing home and five of her front teeth fell out. So it runs in. My granny had false teeth by the age of 25. My mum had false teeth by the age of 30. So I'm just.
So
I don't eat things like that.
Yeah, but you could get get them all capped or have them done in like transparent plastic or weird things like that.
Why did you move to America?
Oh.
Just for the dental.
Just for the dental plans. RPG MP3 dental plan. There isn't.
If anyone
wants to
play, it means have nice teeth.
Oh, Finn and I have been discussing that.
What? Nice teeth.
No, money.
Money.
What about it? Well, first of all, we should probably say thanks to the people who donated.
Yes, and you should get a go.
Cop 37.
Again, well argued donated between as well.
Oh, well argued.
And we have another anonymous
anonymous, yeah. So we've rolled over again, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Being June.
Yeah, stupid June. We've moved through.
That's very good, because it really does help keep us
going. Although we do say well had, very good name, still that dog of his denders.
Where's Well at? Where is he based actually?
On the internet?
Is
no one
knows American
dog.
Fellow.
I think he's a British fellow.
Is he?
Then he clearly knows.
He's got
no excuse.
Yeah, he's got no excuse.
Well, then,
unless he doesn't watch
EastEnders. Well, I don't watch EastEnders.
Yeah, I don't watch EastEnders.
Yeah, but you must have heard of a dog called Well at of EastEnders. No. It was like, oh, okay, it's really famous. You really need to watch it.
So famous, even Steve hasn't heard of it.
Stephen Gaffney's dog.
And it was prettier than him.
I don't know, yeah.
Robbie!
That guy with the face
Robbie!
Like a
really ugly one.
Not that particularly narrows it down on his end.
It's true.
Really ugly one that was forever going and sitting on that dog's knees.
Have you been in contact with the guy called Aaron Williams who does Nodwick? You know the Nodwick cartoon?
Mm.
He also does Full Frontal Nerdity.
Mm.
He does Full Frontal
Nerdity. I knew what you were going to say there and my brain still made it worse.
Yeah.
You just see him sitting there writing comics and he's gone out.
Sorry. I don't want to think about that. You should use a stylus in the Wacom tablet like everybody else. But,
not an inkwell.
Maybe sensitive.
Inkwell.
So maybe we should try. Maybe we should try for like a grant for the performing arts, so we can actually get cash to do this full time.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
UK Arts Council or the Arts Council for England. You can get grants for loads of different things, and they're funded by lotteries. So they got more money than
is this performing art?
Yes, it is a performing art.
Yep. I'm not wearing a silly headdress
not
or skirt.
Not one
wearing
on my CV. Can somebody tell me what happened in the last session, please? Because I cannot remember.
That's a good point.
I died.
Yes. Giant room.
Oh. Garouf died and you were heading towards where the giants
I'm
were.
Blind.
Right.
You're
and
in
blind.
Pain.
He'd blinded him.
I believe there was...
Did anything bad happen?
Oh, funny. Yes, lots of bad things happened last session.
Now...
And we've met a delightful new elvish companion.
Ah, yes.
Wilburin!
You have a new elf called Campnerm Elven Guy.
Wilburin, I know that, because I'm the only one to copy the audio, so I listen to him.
Wilburin, the monk!
Wind Blossom.
The elven monk.
Archer, I believe.
Yes.
Is he a monk archer? No.
Yes.
He's probably
a monk. Typically monk's characters, bows. Because I'm an elf, I can!
How are your bruises?
Does that prove that elves are just better?
Before you went away?
My bruises are all gone.
Well, they're all gone,
actually. Those were great bruises. This is
except for the sex bruises he got from his honeymoon.
Did you say I also make it clear that the last image of the wedding is in fact our best man and not me?
That's true. You didn't say who it was and Finn's in the picture.
I didn't say who it was.
Have you had a look at that picture in close detail?
Why?
No. No,
no, I have. I
have you blown it up in Photoshop 400 times?
The hairiest bollock. I don't know if this is the second one I've ever seen in my life.
Do you have you seen men?
Right, yeah, surprisingly,
I'm going to make it my quest to make sure that none of them are hairy.
Surprisingly, I just looked at it briefly in the
preview
stream.
Yes, you sang.
Renamed it as nuts.jpg.
No, I named it nuts.
And uploaded it.
And
no,
on the desk projector and broadcast it on the wall.
Actually,
the
picture's called Paul's Nuts.
Is it?
Yes.
Nobby's Nuts.
But we don't want to know who it is, because that would be bad. To name and shame people whose bums and...
Well, it's Finn's best man and he's called Paul.
That's fine. That's as close as we need to be.
If anybody wants to know anything more, then they have to ask.
Yeah. Send $10 donation.
Absolutely no comments on it. Either on the article or on the forum.
Well, no, oh, there is. There is comments.
Yes, it goes on.
God, my eyes!
The forums have been quite active since you went to it. It's hidden away.
Oh, my Lord!
In the Finn's wedding thread, somewhere along the lines of, oh, my God, my eyes.
My eyes. I see it. Does it crack?
Somebody was saying.
Have you made that thread invisible to me?
Yes, just you, invisible. Shh.
We actually took those pictures to Starbucks next day, show Richard, and we were like, Richard, look at this one. And he was like, well, no, not as active as that.
Thankfully, Richard saw it on my camera screen, which isn't as good quality as it is on the internet web. However, if I'm thinking if anything needs to go on a t-shirt, it's that picture.
Hey, at least you didn't put it up full size on the web.
Download as a 10 meg p. Yeah.
We've already planned it as much as we can.
Yeah.
I've got one of I was tempted to review. Where are we playing with the new camera? Your face is kind of red.
to be quite clear, that picture of said person, he's actually quite proud of that picture.
Yeah, he is.
Have permission
we do.
To have it on the website.
We do
to make it clear.
I was very tempted to draw a smiley face on it, but I thought I'd have to go a bit close. Like a tattoo. Do it in like blue and sort of misty over skin.
Anyway, Arts Council of England, maybe at least £5,000, maybe more. Just apply.
Okay.
AHRC we can't get money for
because
Oh yes. You've got to go for it. AHRC we can't go for because you have to be associated with a higher education institution properly, not just you have to go to one. The money has to be funded through an AHRC.
Bollocks doesn't display work for a university. Or is that a bit tenuous?
Maybe a little bit.
The university gets the money then if that's it all.
Can I have a grant please? My nuts are on the internet.
And these days you're only allowed to get
25% of the ransom
for the photo. Yes, I'm desperate for the money to buy the photo of
it. Rapid takes 55% overhead,
haven't they? Really? Right, folks, I believe you ended just outside of room C94.
It was a huge room of doom with two pages of text about it. He said, oh my god, we're going to stop here, it's the most complex room in the dungeon, there's two pages of text.
You're entering a larger area, yes, with the complex room in it. You weren't actually at the complex room.
We stopped somewhere before it because it was just too big.
You actually just entered the area through the door from room C94, which was the crushing great trap, which Phelan, the very skillful rogue, managed to...
I thought C92 was the bone... Oh no, it's a different crushing room, is it?
Yeah, you worked through. C93 was where the Garut died. And the room beyond that was C94, which was the crushing grate. And now we're on, you're coming through the door, I believe, of that, into a corridor. Where's the map?
Behind the radiator.
Behind the radiator.
Falling down.
Do you still have magnetic paper?
I have a sheet of it somewhere, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
Do you know where to get it?
Yeah, it's somewhere really easy, like magneticpaper.com or
magneticink.com.
And it's actually a UK company.
Is it easy to print on a...
It's very easy, you just put it through the inkjet and off it goes.
The word I'm looking for...
Your mum, she's getting married.
No, it's great stuff.
Okay.
It literally, you just put it through the inkjet.
So once it's dry,
then it's about £1 a sheet, it's quite cheap. Obviously it depends how much it fills an A4, but it's really good.
Excuse me.
Okay. Yes, you've just come through a door or about to go through a door.
Yes.
I believe. Which is here.
Right. Balazar has some crimson rag tied around his eyes. And he's blind and in pain.
Balazar's blind and in pain.
And in pain.
The rest of us wish we were deaf. Because we are in pain.
Oh, it hurts.
Okay. It would be a mercy killing, really.
Oh, by the gods, I tell you.
Can we mercy kill him?
Perhaps you should turn to worshipping your later.
It was a mercy killing.
Okay, and now if we were mercy killers, we'd be in Planescape.
Right then, there we go. You open the door, and there is an east-west corridor. To the right, as you come through the door, there is a crossroads, which extends beyond to a door.
Oh,
to a door, which is very badly drawn.
Is somebody leading me, by the way?
Yes, me.
Oh, right, okay.
They just left you sat down and went, come on!
Well, we've got some of that crimson rubber. I've used some of it to tie around my eyes, just so I'm blind and blind. And you can hold another bit of crimson rubber.
Just tie around your neck.
Well, just to hold on to me, so you don't have to hold my hand, you can just hold on to the crimson.
He's trying to pretend you're not an item.
Oh, yeah, try not to hold your hand.
Mr. Bastion.
So, yeah. So
it's going to end up like the golden shot, isn't it? left a bit, off a bit, fireball!
Actually, I think I do. I have all my spells that I've memorized. I've got them back, but if I use them now, I lose them because I can't remember them again.
Yeah, but you're missing, I think, a couple of...
We spent a night resting. I'm sure I got one set back.
I thought that we... Done straight after we rested?
The spells you cast the day before you rest, you won't have a chance to re-memorise because you were blind when you woke up.
Yeah,
you
memorised the book. Oh, damn. Okay. So magic missiles out, guys.
There's a couple of magic missiles.
You cast
two rare mnemonic enhancers. You must have like eight magic missiles just sat there.
Well, as long as I've got the spell in the head, that's all right. Yeah. As long as I've got the magic missile spell in the head and rare mnemonic enhancer, but when I use them up, they're gone.
That's it, gone, yes. And then she having no spells.
Right!
This is what you see. Left, right. Oh, corridor heading south, one corridor heading north.
Where are we?
You are here at the door. Little fill-in. You're reading glamour.
No.
Weddings. Wedding ideas.
But you're already married.
My mum's getting married in April.
And you won't.
No, that's all that we're in.
We're in.
No.
Yes, I'm the thing and the go.
Have you been down this way, Wolverine?
That's a good point. Hello, newfound.
I have no memory of any previous areas of the dungeon.
You need to come back to these rooms over here, where we met this really fantastic ogre. However, there are these couple of rooms a bit further on that you get all sorts of shiny stuff from.
Oh, yes. Let's backtrack.
Yes,
I'm lawful good.
Go this way, lawful good prison.
You're travelling back through the dungeon. I'm rolling 10 times on the random encounter table.
Oh, spare pair of eyeballs. Thank you.
Is there a door for me to investigate?
There is no door. You've opened this door. There's a door right at the very end of this corridor. You've just come down here.
Okay, that's what you needed to say then.
Sorry. And you've come through this door into this corridor.
Oh, okay.
And you're now deciding where to go.
I'll listen for the majority.
Shall we go left then?
Yes, let's go
down
left.
Here.
Yes. Whichever way you say, Bastion.
Bastion knows.
You are now my eyes.
And I'm everybody else's light.
I'm collecting very, very small pieces of stone and pebble from the floor.
Okay, why?
To throw at Bastion.
Why?
But he's not going to notice, so that's fine. Because I'm going to do them really, really gently, so he just gets a bit annoyed.
There.
That is what you see. The corridor continues south. After a little while, it bears to the right. And after a little bit further, it bears to the right also.
First one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No point asking me. I'm blind!
We're the only useful people now, aren't we?
It's a bit harsh.
Well, we can't trust the new one.
What?
Why not?
Because he might be bad.
Brick the noob in.
Well, we just met him.
We need to give him back to my fire. This is my one.
He could be a doppelganger for somebody else.
So who do you follow?
Good question. I follow the good god, the of nice, shiny...
elves?
Yeah.
Corinthian, Rullerinthian.
Oh, because he's wet.
Who else is there?
Helm.
Helm.
Good job. Tor would be met, but there you go. So you can protect him. It's in your portfolio.
You have portfolios?
Yeah,
look, I'll protect
him. You can't see.
No. Oh, yes! You twat!
I'll protect him.
And it should be said, I have absolutely no knowledge of religion either.
Oh, making okay. Fun of short blind.
Because it's not a monk thing.
Wait, what?
No, knowledge arcana.
Knowledge arcana, yeah.
Knowledge arcana, not knowledge religion.
But we did, that's all.
No.
Oh well.
Monkey's so funky.
There.
Oh lordy.
You get quite a wide crossroad which continues straight ahead to a smaller crossroads which again ends in a...
Do you think those two sets of things match up?
Probably, yeah.
Well, so I can't complain about all the corridors anymore, because I can't see them.
We could...
It's just one
go down and find out.
Yeah.
Yes.
As far as I know.
But we should... I'm going to tumble my way into the crossroads. Mm. Have a quick look around then. Tumble away again.
Okay.
You like this new character, because you've never done that before.
Because I was a half-orc. Tumbling not being one of my prime skills.
Looking down here...
Your choice.
You notice two doors. As you look to the north, you see two doors and then a large chamber beyond it with what you believe to be an altar of some kind in it as you tumble away.
Tumbling?
Let me listen, Jack, while you're tumbling.
19.
Whoa. Hmm, there's something moving from the north, you think?
Oh, so it is. I must have missed it. Oh, well.
I might put some points in it at some point.
You do have knowledge of religion, so that rant was incorrect.
Oh,
yeah, I thought they did.
Recounts the rant on religion.
Why?
Because yes,
it's alright. I didn't put a great deal of knowledge of Kirkhander on anyways. A whole point.
He's not a very pious monk. Some god somewhere, yeah, fine.
Does that mean he didn't teach all the ties? That's my joke.
Oh, his idea
didn't. Your joke on the day.
Oh, no, no, I didn't eat any of the ties. Oh, don't eat, do you?
Well, if you can if you want. I mean, it doesn't make you ill, does it, if you eat?
No. No. There's no point in eating, so I won't.
Unless you're being polite.
Surely with the amount of photons he's emitting and glowing, eventually you'll run out. He'll be gradually losing mass.
Yes, but then apparently there are gods and there are divine spells, so that puts physics out the window. What the hell?
I'm sure someone did that for continual light. They worked out how much energy was given off by continual light, so how long a continual light gem would actually last going from its mass. Which was...
it's magic! It doesn't obey physical laws!
And even if it's not magic, it's like hundreds of thousands of years.
Yes, yes. Well, was it the mass conversion of Hiroshima? Was only like 8 grams? You know, it's not a great deal. I only do that because I spent 3 years doing...
No matter how you look.
Can the players write notes for a reason?
Yes, sorry. Okay. That's what you see. There's something moving to the north, you think.
Oh.
Not that I know that.
It sounded quite large.
Giants! Giants!
Against the giants.
That's fantastic series of modules. I saw those in Manchester the other day, the original printings from 1978.
Giants!
Lots of money.
Hmm? Giants!
Where?
I can hear them.
I can get them 50% discount.
Where?
I can give you the original 3 modules of Against Giants for 15 quid.
I walked in the middle of the corridor.
We're talking the pastel covers here.
You do.
Bear in mind I shed light at 120 radius.
You do indeed.
You didn't just say shed light, did you?
No, shed.
Oh.
At the edge of your light is a large humanoid figure.
Giant!
He's standing in this chamber beyond, above, in front of a large altar. He is wearing scale armour. He has a heavy wooden shield down against his leg. A mace hangs from a belt. He looks reasonably well equipped. He's hoisting a large rock, which he's just about to release.
Back.
He releases the large rock. It comes sailing down the corridor.
What's the matter, Bastion? What's going on?
The one large rock just gone that way.
Yes. A large rock hits where the corridor, well, basically at the crossroads.
I'll be there.
Oh boy! Little mystics.
So, what's the penalties for being blind?
A lot.
There's you hear a chuckle coming from up the corridor.
You get hit.
I put my head ready. That wasn't very nice.
I don't think my penalties against dwarfs or adventures are against dwarfs. Against giants are affected by being blind. It doesn't say it's in the rules. Does it?
Hidden on your dice. That confused you.
Oh, 19 plus.
No, it's a nice skill. 24.
Bing!
Give me a spellcraft check.
20!
35.
Somebody up that corridor just cast Bull Strength.
Because he needed it, didn't he?
Thank God when D&D 3.5. Hang on a few seconds.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But you're still too big to come along this little corridor.
Yes. Someone's angling for a fight, I feel.
Ooh.
We don't roll it anymore.
No, you don't, do you? Sorry, I'm stuck in third edition.
You've got to listen to Bastion.
What did you get for Bull Strength now?
Cool.
Just a straight 4.
Yeah.
Just hang on a minute or two.
It doesn't last the many hours it used to last.
Level per hour. Per hour.
Minute per hour.
It's now a minute per level, not an hour per level.
No.
I suggest we retreat this way for a few minutes.
Interesting.
Unless you really want to fight a buffed up giant.
You hear
not right now, Bastion!
You hear a couple of doors opening, and there's one opens up the corridor, and one opens up from further through, and you hear movement of large figures.
How big are these corridors?
They're big enough for a giant, that man to walk through. They're not small. He wouldn't have to crouch.
Those are dwarf giants. You're just taking the Mickey.
Did I get that plus two mind bonus?
No, not yet.
Oh, they were standard longbow then.
Yeah. You say longbow and lawnmower. You hear.
What weapon do you carry usually?
Yeah, I've got plus two. I've only ever seen a lawnmower used once in a movie like that.
I've got that film on video.
point I cast spikes on my stick.
Good.
You have that film on video.
Here, can anyone understand a giant?
Yes.
Oh, let Bastion do it.
Can you? You learned it.
Yeah.
You hear a discussion in giant.
Really big words.
Regarding how there's someone there and that, you know, we've got to be ready. They start, you hear the movement up in that room.
Okay, so fine. Go back to the thing. Like, yes, we are coming down here. Please don't fight us. We don't want to fight in giant. We're just having a look round, finding an exit.
Are these the giants we must kill to fulfil the quest for the fiendish Gnoll?
I use my uncanny ability to pick out the word fight in the sentence and go, fight, fight, fight!
He goes, you hear the sounds, okay, come back, that's from the giants.
They're quite clever.
Do I think he's saying the truth?
Your truth, saying.
Make me a roll against his bluff check.
You never know.
Against his bluff check, I wonder. Oh dear.
You think he's fine, yeah. He seemed quite friendly for a giant.
Absolutely genuine.
I'm quite good at sense motive, but I can't.
Perhaps he knows Bragdo.
Yeah, it's true.
But he does.
Hello, do you know Bragdo?
Who?
Fight, fight, fight.
Are you going round the corner and up towards them, or are you just shouting up the corridor?
Well, they're not coming out, are they?
As I think he's.
No. They're stood in the room. Corridor.
I'm just going to go and talk to these people.
All right, I'll stand here then.
Go up the corridor.
I'll look after Balazar.
You don't know Bragdo by any chance, do you?
As you get up into the room, bear with me, I'm just gathering statistics.
Oh dear, that big, eh? That's a big number.
Oh my. It's a baby one. What's that? You enter
the room. Into the room?
No. Wait, how far are you going?
I'm going up to the room and sort of seeing what's happening as I'm getting up there.
That's fine.
As I get more of a view.
A stone altar dominates this chamber. Upon the altar is a pair of human skulls, inside which yellow candles are set. The candles burn with a pale golden light, illuminating portions of the room. Behind the altar is a giant female.
Wearing anything in particular?
A female giant.
She's the one that threw the rock at you.
Wearing anything in particular?
Her long, dishevelled hair is tangled with small bones and scorched human skulls hanging from a thick gold chain round her neck.
That doesn't sound good.
Chaff giant!
Tracky bones and Burberry.
Also in the room are two other giants.
Do they look...
All I hear is...
They look like they're about ready for a fight, yes.
This could be interesting then.
It is not giant porn.
Hello?
I think we may be rolling for initiative, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Imagine the size of the money shot.
Quiet you.
Which reminds me, League of Gentlemen's Extraordinary Apocalypse thing. That's correct.
9 for the caller of priest.
I believe it's just an apocalypse.
It's just an apocalypse.
It's in no way extraordinary.
An extraordinary League of Gentlemen's apocalypse without the extraordinary. And a giraffe.
Are these two identical or are they different? Oh, they're pretty much the same. In fact, stat-wise, they are identical.
We'll weigh that.
With exactly the same fucking abilities.
Do I lose any initiative for being blind?
Yes.
Yes.
Because your dex goes down.
Bugger, what's my dex reduced to?
You're this one.
No, I'm...
That's me.
Oh, okay.
I was a dwarf.
You're a new dwarf.
I'm an evil looking dwarf.
I'm a black dwarf, a red cloak even.
This is
blinded.
Isn't it?
These Pringles are quite Moorish, these
nasty
ones.
You
like them? I don't actually lose decks. You might be right, it's down somewhere.
Oh, right, okay. Blind.
-2 penalties to armor class.
-2 AC. In the old days, that was a good thing, -2 AC.
Yes. Yeah. Lose your dex bonus to armor class, if any.
Okay.
Move at half speed.
So I've slowed the half party down to half speed.
Oh no, I assume that means unless led.
he could probably be led at full speed, because obviously somebody's...
Slow anyways.
Which is quite a nice looking wedding.
Yeah.
I like that looking
wedding. That's a good one.
Minus four penalty on search checks.
Yeah, I was very impressed by the
dexterity-based skill checks.
Right. It wasn't like the one my mum made that was armor-plated.
Dex-based and skill.
Strength and dexterity-based skill checks.
Oh, strength. Whoever can draw this knife from the cake shall be the king of all England.
Quite I was stood there getting ready to take the picture of the cutting of the cake.
All checks activities rely on vision, such as reading and spot checks, automatically fail. All opponents are considered to have total concealment relative to you.
What does that mean?
Plus you get a 50% miss chance.
50% miss chance to hit.
Mm-hmm. See, if only you'd taken blind fighting as well as weapon focus, Max.
Right. Do I have a feat yet?
The other one keeps going on a 9. Just the two.
They're all going
two.
On a 9.
No, they're all nines, yeah. They're all from tens. But just call them giants. Technically means large models, don't they?
Yes.
Where are they usually?
Can you not make do with some dice or something?
I do actually, hang on.
The large creatures.
I get... Oh, it's not that bad actually. 15. Balazar the Blind.
Balazar the Blind. Or old Balazar.
He'll be well, he's used to it. He's had worse.
He lives in the dark.
The things he's been through in his first 63 years make his spine tingle. I don't know.
Can you get a follow-up?
No, it's all bits. The trouble when you try and do it all at once. Let's do that. Can you hold Cthulhu for a second? Thank you.
Oh,
you had it in your hand.
Can I just fight Cthulhu?
Yeah, put Cthulhu on. That's
away. Running away, buggering off.
Buggery, buggery, buggery. Or one of them.
That is
a pre-comics day little posable man thing.
Looks like it's made out of Lego, but it's not.
It's not!
Sort of fake Lego.
Lego.
Sugar Lego.
Let's just open this chest up.
The ribs getting in the way, have a look.
Rib spreaders, anyone?
What would you like? Red Dragon, War Machines, T-Rexes,
three large models.
Three large giant
size
models. That's
a huge model.
Well,
just the large models would be good.
If you look, I've got any large. I've got another giant here. Have a couple of giants on it.
Absolutely huge.
So what?
They're very large.
So what? Cthulhu's on the table, for heaven's sake.
Well, look, that's large.
Ow!
That's a blue slard.
I'm pointing.
Sorry.
No point at all.
This
is passing of Tom.
You're going to at least be rude and steal my drink, and at least pour me some as well.
Actually, there are D20 stats now for Cthulhu, so it could be Cthulhu. I think we'd run away.
D20 stats. It's not as hard as Elminster, is it?
No, apparently not. There are reports of D&D parties taking down Cthulhu.
No, that's the only large creature you've got.
Mm. Oh, well. That'll be the cleric. Give me a couple of smaller ones.
Oh, no, hang on. Just
hand
it
off.
That's good.
What the
hell is that ugly looking?
Manticore.
It's ugly.
Okay. I've stopped getting them now because I'm not into the whole collecting thing.
That's a little beard.
Did Paul just say the words, I'm not into the whole collecting thing? I just hear him utter those words.
Yes, the blind collecting thing.
You can hold Cthulhu.
The collectibility thing.
I don't really want
that. Right. The you know what I'm getting. Blue slard is the
slard.
That's extra slard. Slards, yeah, they were decent in first edition, haven't they?
The blue slard.
We have a monkey.
Yeah. This is one of them.
Oh, that reminds me.
A diary.
Possibly.
No, apparently it's a tire.
I have got the thing you must have for world's largest dungeon.
There. And the other one is there.
Bastion, is that you? Mm-hmm. Bastion is there, that's you. Balazar is back here somewhere.
So
there.
Close.
That's not Balazar, that's me. Balazar's the dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
We can all be back.
There's no world's largest dungeon that cannot be improved with a celestial dire badger.
Wow, you have the celestial
badger. I have the celestial dire badger.
It's spiky.
It's dire.
Why is it spiky?
It's also
celestial. Look like a badger. Looks like a skunk.
It is a celestial dire badger.
It does look like a badger.
Oh,
or evil cat.
Hi, cat.
Its face does. No.
Leave cat.
It can sit there.
It's a dire badger. That way.
Why
are
you always obsessed with my shoes?
Yes.
It's the reek of evil.
Mm-hmm. Right, imagine the walls
like that with incel, isn't it?
Oh, I knew they were a mistake.
Ooh, cake.
Snack your fight.
Cake. Imagine there are walls I can't bother to draw and a corridor that runs out that way.
Like back here.
The great god of the universe can't be asked. So.
Well, I could draw one, but you're just going to have a fight in a square room. So. Yeah, that'll do.
Just draw the corners in then.
That's good. Okay, we set?
Yeah.
Who goes first?
Failing.
Failing.
What can I see from there?
Very little.
Not really paying
you
attention.
You can see Bastion doing some talking with his arms like this.
Okay.
You hear some vague chuckling and the movement of weapons and armour.
So do I think there's going to be a fight, or do I think they're just talking?
There's a good chance there may be a fight, but Bastion's quite far away from you.
At least...
What is body language?
One, two,
his body language is...
Caution.
Yeah. He got up there quite confidently and then sort of seems to have stalled a little.
Okay.
Wonder. Eat lawn!
Oh, I've decided I want to be more rogue-like. Can I meld into the shadows and walk along?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
how did
that
one?
Do I have to roll?
Well, yes, yeah. Technically, you can no longer hide and move silently at the same time, I believe.
Damn.
Well, what's the freaking
point?
Well, I'll
move silently then.
Who changes these rules all the time?
Plus 19 plus 19.
It's good enough.
Get off my crisps.
I don't want a meal.
I said in the shop, did you want anything else? And you said, no, you just have chocolate. Sit.
You're mean.
Yes.
Mean and firm, Spank.
Don't ever say that again in public.
We're not in public.
You wait till I get you home.
Oh, well, let's say demonic Cecil.
Oh,
yay! Stupid level 55.
Yeah. He's a level 50, 57 or 58. The
glowing gem.
Demonix is now a level 58 warlock.
He hasn't helped me.
He will, he says he'll help us all when he gets
one. Can do with
60.
One in this dungeon right now.
Right! What are you doing?
Well, there's the 19 and plus the 19, and walking silently down there and remaining...
38!
Have you also learned meld with stone?
Okay. Yes.
She's creeping very closely. Who's next?
She's quite small, though, full of metal.
Me.
What are you doing? You definitely get the impression they're going to kick off on you.
Okay, I'm going...
You kill them all!
In the name of
good! By casting short sword of conscience on him.
What does that do?
Blue slide.
Have we been reading any new spells by any chance?
Does
it make him feel bad?
Does it hurt him as bad as he manages to hurt anyone else?
Possibly.
Bastion gets all the best splat.
What it does is, once he's killed people, he feels really bad about it after.
A cone of guilt.
Yeah.
No!
Finger of shame.
Not the finger of shame.
No, bugger, he gets a will save. Never mind.
It's a she.
I think you get a will save then.
It's not as good as a fault save.
It's not going to be good enough, isn't it?
Huge. 12.
Oh no, it's nowhere near enough.
Hooray! Says Bastion with confidence.
Only rolled a 3.
What does it do? Wow, plus 9.
Right, is it evil?
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay.
Let me just confirm that it's actually evil and not just neutral.
But oh, does it tie you in the...
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have any alignments in here at all.
Fantastic. Is it a cleric of evil deity?
It's a cleric.
Uh-oh.
Of a deity?
Of an ogre deity. Of a hill giant deity, rather.
Oh. What's going on, Will, we're in?
We're fighting some giants, it would seem.
Ah.
Possibly.
All I can hear is a lot of talking.
Ah, giants.
And me calling on Torm.
Oh, he's calling down the Torm.
Giant's bags.
Bring on the Torm. Torm time.
Torm time.
Yeah, just that half Torm.
Torm likes it tidy.
I like that. Bob, why did you seem to have Frost Giant stats here? I'm the head of the Hill Giant.
After Frost Giant.
Yeah, they're only
Hill
Giant.
Damn them
and
their alphabeticalness.
Yeah.
They are...
There is no sense to the alphabet.
What level is it?
Was that a chortle of not so fast,
don't you?
No, and it's cleric level.
Its clerical level is 3. Its hit dice are 12.
Ooh, that might make a difference, actually.
Why?
No, it's exactly the same.
Wow. Slaughter him piously, Bastion.
Suffer.
Takes a point of charisma damage and 4 points of wisdom damage.
Oh, it's ouch, okay.
It says.
You ugly.
It reduces its wisdom.
Yes, it does. What is it, wisdom? Ooh, that might do something, actually. Mm-hmm. Fix the wisdom to 10.
Haha, no spells.
The conversation I've heard over here is quite good.
It didn't really have much charisma to start with. It wasn't going to turn you. Okay, what next?
My gun's better than your gun.
Layeth down the smack, Victor.
Balazar.
Fireballs!
Fireball, that way. About
holding his action.
That many yards.
And standing near the
other man. As well.
What are you doing?
Holding my action.
Okay.
And then it's Wilwyn.
Wilwyn what?
Step into the corridor and fire off a string of arrows.
Okay.
Kill the elf.
Not shooting arrows, just the string.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm attaching them together with string so I can drill them all back.
Yeah.
I haven't got that many arrows.
Well, go on, fire away. Haven't you got those boomerang arrows?
I've got a joke.
Go on.
Why did the button across the road?
I don't know.
He wanted to see his flat made.
Well, the buttons are flat anyway.
Mm.
Very poor joke. Clearly they didn't think it through properly.
Send it back. Demand a new pack.
What do you call a chicken in a shell suit?
I don't know.
An egg. Don't spoil my only joke! What was the other one? Ha!
The only joke I can remember is rude.
Surprise, surprise.
What's that other one? Not the hospital one, the other one?
I'm very fond of what's brown and sticky.
A stick!
Yeah, I like that.
That's very funny.
I think that's a classic. Truly a classic.
Funny.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Jim!
No, there's a gerbil behind him standing.
Oh. Hi, gerbil.
Are they classed as huge or large, the gerbils?
It wouldn't let you pick
them
right away.
I think they're diminutive.
It's not more than 25 mils, girl.
The hamster is very large and quite aggressive.
It's not as cute as Hamtaro, who's like, this big!
And when it yawns, you can see, like, another world inside of the mouth of it.
That's where Narnia comes from.
Hamtaro.
Do people want cake straight from the oven, or do they want an icing? No, I can't. Cool.
What kind of cake is it?
Fairy cakes.
Has it got real squished berries in it?
Yeah. Elves!
Squished elves!
Very kind of fairy.
Elven buns.
Don't tell the elf that.
Yes, see, they're D&D kids.
D&D? There's a business for that.
Hey, there you go. Just do the other one.
Copyright that idea.
Well, it gives you an idea of changing
things.
For me,
that would be good. Gives you
an idea of what's going to be
good. They've literally just come out of the oven, and if they're...
You can put chocolate buns on them.
Or do people want... Some people want to wait for icing.
It's a special colour icing, isn't it?
Is it a special colour?
Blue lights. Sorry, at least you can help it out.
I'm willing to wait for icing.
Thin?
Yeah, icing is good.
Icing good.
Yeah, we're happily iced.
You can have yours now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right,
but I didn't make this myself. From scratch.
What's one? If it falls out of a tree, it'll kill you.
Go on.
A fridge.
It's a good one.
Steve. Like it.
Oh, what was the other one that I got told?
There's a cleric, a fighter, and a magic user going to a battle.
Yes, onward.
It's dagger.
Do you make all those from scratch?
Yes, from scratch.
From variety of bits and pieces that you love for a fertilizer
or anything? I work in a coffee shop. I'm no longer possible to be burned.
All right.
Let's test
it. I work for a milk steamer,
bring the fire.
Boiling hot coffee, fire. And a panini grill. I cannot be burnt anymore.
It's like banana. I know how to spell banana. I'm just not entirely sure when you have to stop it.
Yeah.
Banana,
banana,
banana, banana.
Banana,
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 yes, I'm fighting. Who's next? Oh, Finn. Finn was attacking.
I make chocolate.
Unless he gets another attack.
It's cool.
Well, technically, I get 3 attacks with a rapid shot.
Look what I made, everybody!
Did you not hit with that
one? Ooh! Yeah, made no, chocolate cake.
Nice.
That nine. Probably should. 25.
That was hit. Hot, but don't tell Helen.
What is it? D8, isn't it?
Did we not get the names?
5.
Well, we'll hit. And do damage.
Wow. And that's 19.
Which will, as she's not gone yet, in this flat-footed, miss.
Look at my pretty chocolate cake.
That's very nice, my love. Who's next?
Either priest or moose.
Let me see. All of them. They're all together. Let me see if they can see fairly where she's hidden. No. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, 18. You wouldn't 5. You wouldn't tell us that.
38.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
You actually wouldn't say whether that was a success or not.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
They're going to find out when they charge into the corridor.
But that's not a surprise, isn't it?
Yes. The one that's actually the monkey charges into the corridor.
Monkey?
Runs into the corridor and moves round to you.
This whole collectible miniatures thing. What about when orcs are just orcs?
Why?
Because it will then be able to hit me.
Oh, it's of course got temper. Stupid boy.
Look at the claws on that thing.
It goes to hit you.
Uh-huh. You think we should talk about Martin? So the next time we come and listen, we'll be talking about
him. Hi, Martin.
Who is Martin?
Martin is a boy I work with, who is incredibly, incredibly interested about what role playing is. Has come to the side and listened. But doesn't have a clue, and I had to explain to him what role playing was.
It's got a huge double-handed.
When his first question was, "How do you win?
Hit you with
what do you do? What's the point? Why do you do it?" Okay. It's like,
This time, it likes to get personal.
Ooh,
and it hits you.
Those Texas barbecue Pringles are very good.
10 points of damage. What?
Oof. Old bastard's been hit and he doesn't like it.
Sorry, he got just. Sorry, you want to know how he hit you, didn't you? He got 27. Sorry, I assume not.
Sometimes my arm class can be quite high.
I don't know. I don't think it's ever been 27.
I think it has actually. It's been 28 at one point.
Okay.
Oh. Everyone stand behind. Bastion.
Who's next?
Other Mook and Priest.
Other Mook?
Hard to believe he started off at -2 damage at first level.
I don't know.
No,
the other Mook moves in sort of to back his brother up a bit. He sort of walks across the room.
The wing is one.
It's about there. So he's
do I get an attack of opportunity?
No, not from that. And the cleric realises she can't cast any magic and hops over the altar.
Bastard.
And stands.
Yeah.
Can I get an attack of opportunity now?
No. Have they got really poor dental hygiene?
And oh, yes. Well dressed? Yeah, you don't want to go in there. Not that you can smell the dental hygiene.
I bet you I could.
To begin.
With giants, yeah.
Yeah. Who's next?
Faelin.
Go Faelin.
Would you like to stab that giant in the kidneys?
Entreat you to stab the giant.
Over a giant thing.
Technically, you tumble through from a space. Steps.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Bear in mind, there's two other giants behind that giant.
You're going to give it a huge wedge.
That would leave you in a very, 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 very vulnerable position.
Giants.
I have a death wish.
Yes, you do. Uh-oh. Why not just pop out of hiding and stab the one next to you for an attack, a surprise?
800d6.
With your club of mercy.
Okay.
Sword.
It's up to you, actually. You have free will. You can do what you want.
I don't have free will. I'm married.
You can tumble past three giants.
It's true. It's embedded in this ring.
Have you noticed that wedding rings are like rings of power?
That's why they call it.
I noticed they're damn awkward when you're left-handed.
Are they?
And you're not used to them when you're right-handed.
Yeah. Chafe a bit as well when you're not used to them.
Just learn to write my head.
Sorry, I just had
it. Plain and titanium.
Like mine.
Well, mine's got a little ridge around the outside.
Mine's a little bit
ridged.
Damn you.
Tiny ring.
Shiny. Hey?
I'm not the tiny ring, my ring's huge. What?
Showing Finn my tiny ring.
Yes, we're comparing rings.
I promise to find more next time.
I know it's like a ring pull off a can.
Oh! Will you marry me? Will you wear this temporarily?
I'd like to reiterate, it was actually my choice to have a ring. Because I wanted everyone to see my big fat diamond.
Anyway,
that is a big wedding ring.
My dear, what are you doing?
You could open glass with that.
I open various things, but maybe your skin. Yeah. I'm gonna smack it. I'm gonna pop out.
Well, just imagine you're in the square you're next to.
Should look quite good because you're small and it is large.
What kind of ten square is it?
Because it's in the square.
Oh, it's so you can kind of jump up on its back.
And I'll come like here.
Which you pop? I should pop towards you. No, I would pop towards Bastion if I were you.
Because otherwise, otherwise you're going to be attacked by that as well.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to attack that one, aren't I?
I don't know which one you want to attack.
Oh, okay, I'll attack that one.
Kill that one that's blocking the corridor, Elijah, at the moment.
Over there.
Yeah. You should do what you want, but they're just not being advised.
No, I do what I'm told.
Well, no, otherwise you're going to have three giants attack you with bonuses.
It's my plus two short sword, my merciful one, or my plus one.
Plus
forgotten.
It's plus one.
Yeah, your plus one merciful.
Do I want to be merciful?
Well, you can beat it unconscious and slit its throat once.
That's merciful, isn't it? Garouche floats through the room.
It's merciful and less damage.
Well,
and less
you, no, it's merciful. It's an extra d6.
Yeah.
But
okay,
yeah.
I'll throw my dice. Oh, I rolled a 1. It's not really.
Oh, good. Natural 1! Failure of the ultimate kind.
What's your.
That's fine.
No.
No one yet.
No. Whether you get an extra attack or not, you don't.
I've forgotten how to play.
It's been a while. Before they die.
Since the last one.
Is that Finn getting married?
Yes.
Well, he's not married. I mean, he is married now.
I'm not getting married again, though.
He's not married anymore. He gave it up to play the game.
Who's next?
Me.
Cool.
No, not for you, obviously.
Because
you
didn't
even know what day you were getting married. Boom! You're burning stat points or anything. Oh my god.
Do you know how many men are envious of you?
Well, that was me.
Not me, of course, yes.
Oh, yeah, because you're in range.
Yeah, you have to remind me.
You have to the wedding girl. Just
turning up.
Hiring my
kids. Yeah.
See, some grooms might actually want to be.
Right, we'll do the monkey at the front.
How nice.
It's
a long time ago.
Right, short serve for the monkey at the front.
You know that bit in, like...
29.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
At Smith, you go in the magazine
for
the mall, he can't move.
42
for the
cleric.
Yeah, my mum's been really clever. She's getting married now.
24.
The group's not getting involved. Brian's not getting involved because I'm going to plan it for them, apparently.
14.
He's blind.
That'll be fun. One with wings is blind.
Winged one. Right. Manticore giant is blind.
I think that's a reflex save.
Oh, God. What's this doing?
Bastion, there? Storming along.
Damage, the front one. 4.
Rails.
Cleric-y. Has a better reflex.
Bastion,
9.
Fails.
And his other one. 12.
Fails.
Keep these away from me.
Right, so they all take 11 points of damage.
Better than nothing, Bastion.
And the one with wings is blind.
It's a bit mean of you.
Balazar shouts encouraging words down the hallway. Get them!
Yes.
Make them hurt!
Doing alright.
Yep.
What are you doing next? Who's next?
Then it's Balazar.
Balazar cunningly decides to hold his action.
Balazar needs to do something.
Help the party!
Do something.
How? Words of inspiration.
You got a haste blast. I'll use it.
Turn Finn into a gatling
gun. I've got haste left, but I'm not using it because I've only got one of them.
We're fighting three giants.
Yeah, well, I have a cunning plan.
That's a cunning plan to...
Run away?
Yes.
If you're to run away, you'll be able to do it really, really quickly.
It's a cunning plan.
Although we won't be able to see the walls, and that's will bump into them a lot.
A cunning plan is just a bastion of Thorn.
And that's a natural 20 for me.
Surprisingly, that might hit. Which one are you going for the monkey at the front?
The
monkey
at the front.
Oh.
19.
Not
going
to
do
it,
is it?
That may hit the monkey.
You know when you used to watch Bullseye?
No, it won't quite
the
hit the monkey.
Dart players are really fat and you just laugh at them. Mm. Are we the equivalent? Are we like the naughties equivalent?
What?
Oh, Jesus.
We're
the naughties equivalent.
One?
Dart.
How'd you do?
1 point of damage. 25 I assume is going to hit.
That'll hit.
That'll be a 4 points of damage. And that's going to miss.
Ooh. From the sounds of it, it's not quite a Garut.
Twang, twang, twang. Okay,
no, I think we need a pure fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A monk's not going to do it.
No.
Well, get in there and try and punch it.
They are.
Garut will return.
I'm as good with a bow.
Monkey goes. That has one attack. It's even
better with a bow.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, actually, you all cast all the magic and Phelan just went, and sort of tumbles out. No.
Just put me in the right direction and I'll let loose.
Because you're the one that's blinded its brother and tried to stab its mum with a shiny hide. It's using its maul this time.
I have that.
28.
My bear has that. In a completely different game.
What?
I just went, oh, I have that.
22 went. Points of damage.
The glow.
Crunch!
Ow.
There's this breaking sound, there's this, and an echoing down the corridor, and you hear Bastion go, oh!
Bastion's wishbone. Yeah. Wishbone broken.
There's something very heavy just hit Bastion.
Oh! Oof.
Who's next? Oh, the rest of the
time.
They just bumble about saying angry things. Technically, they could throw rocks at you, but. Well, so they might launch a rock down to the
archer. Why are stupid throw rocks at them?
They're hossing a rock down at the archer. The cleric will do it.
Oh, it's like that saying about girls, isn't it?
And Liz admires.
Why do they wear makeup and perfume?
He misses entirely.
They're ugly in smell.
Why is he stupid? Throw rocks at them.
Rolling a 4, he misses entirely, and the rock goes careening over the top. You hear a sound of a rock smash down the arch.
What was that? What? What's going
Meteor.
On?
Meteor!
Who's next?
We're on the outside.
Failing, you're on.
Stab.
Sadly, this is a normal hit.
Oh.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Because we can't flank
think
it.
Think 20 and 14 is not bad.
21.
That'll hit.
Just 1d4 damage.
Plus your d6.
Mm.
Why bring a d4?
This is merciful.
I know, it seems a bit strange, but there you go.
So it's those two added together, plus one.
5.
Nothing big.
I always hate it when you say that, because that means I've done bugger all, and that's really insulting. Just say yes! Oh,
damage
ow.
Reduction.
No. Just dropped a shitload of hit points.
Because actually, haven't really. The only thing we've got that deal with significant amounts of hit points was brute or big spells.
Yes. None of which
happened. Or a successful backstab.
Yeah. You can do it. Big spells, dude.
I've got any big spells. I'm a cleric.
Pray for flame strike.
Pray for flame
strike. Splendor's one.
Dial 4 if you wish to get some. Say again.
Smiting.
Yeah, smiting.
You're smiting. Smiting will do quite nicely.
Right. Which reminds me, where's my Oots book?
Yeah, where the hell is mine? Dragonkin hasn't got his either.
5 months is just way too long.
It's ridiculous. I'm going to send me money. In fact, money's on. We haven't got it by the time I go to America and I'll buy it in.
You know what's real stiff? There's a review of it on RPGNet.
You paid for it.
Mm.
Eh?
You paid for it.
Yeah, he took the money the day we ordered it.
I only have 2 copies on the 3rd of January.
I'm sorry, but that is really against the law. Well,
yeah, technically it is illegal in England.
But surely, having not provided the goods after 5 months, it's illegal anywhere.
Yeah. Well, technically, he's about 50 grand or something out of this scam. And nobody in Europe, as far as we're aware, has seen this book.
It seems to be from the forums that he's had problems with his printers. It's really up to him to solve the problems with the printers.
Okay.
22.
That'll hit.
Is he going to keep it by any chance?
He is.
Oh, good.
You're going to get a big bonus.
He said he's getting 200 emails a day, and he's just ignoring them. He said that. He's just not written them.
What are you doing?
There's nothing you can do with it.
Well, you know, make his publishers actually...
Actually, you can. If you've paid through PayPal,
you can
mechanically extract it.
Really?
Yeah.
What, through PayPal?
Yeah.
Through PayPal. Because it's all done through the credit card companies. And if you do chargeback, they will just go in and raid his account. And
really?
Yeah. Chargeback.
Sorry?
The book was $25 plus shipping, so if you got one copy, it'd be $35.
Yeah.
30 points of damage.
Oh!
Have it, you bastard.
I'd rather have the books.
Oh!
Smite B.
Yes!
You get your spikes in there.
Yes.
Yeah, just checking.
That was my spikes and my holy anti-matic weapon.
Tom has smited for 30 points of damage.
Wow! I think that's what I heard. Sounded like a bit of holy smiting.
Yes. Who's next?
Balazar.
Come on, Balazar. Take a risk.
I bravely hold my action once more, keeping my cool in the heat of battle. Alright, I shoot off my crossbow into melee like I usually do.
You can't
be
what do you want? Cast a spell!
No! Alright, a magic missile. What, I can't see.
Just shout to us to duck and we will.
Well, probably,
yeah, but
probably
I can't
magic missile is it needs a defined target. You need something a little more indiscriminate.
Yeah, of which I only have one off.
Fire a fireball off!
No.
It's about 120 feet into that room. Ish.
There are reasons I'm not using my spells.
The party.
Bastion knows what the reason is.
The party may well die very soon.
We are going to. Alright then. in the language of my forefathers.
When that one goes down,
fuck it.
It's got 2 minutes.
Come on,
I can do it.
Sod it. Everything's going off.
Are you fireballing?
Fireballing everything, and then I'll do everything else all in order. Red feeblement, scorching red.
The party goes, oh my god, I'm feeble!
I'll false life myself and go in and stab.
I like the initials TPK.
Let's go in, he's blind, he's useless, he's a burden to the party. Charge! Then I'll fireball him.
Make me a spellcraft check.
Spellcraft.
Just for big targeting.
I'm just letting it go.
Yeah, yes.
I'm letting it off ahead, and I'm letting it go for 5 seconds, and then it's going to detonate.
I'm pretty sure that, well, I'm sure that as you've had a vague description from the archer about how far things are, that you can have a good guess. So I'm letting you have a guess.
Then walk up behind him and just point him in the right direction. Just point his arm.
28 on spellcraft.
Don't mind.
You're probably casting
the vast majority of them is whether you cast catch these two.
Right.
Oh, pretty much sure. You're going to catch them, because it explodes in the room. Mm. You catch all three of the giants.
Depends how fast you...
What I'll do... What I'll do, and the dire badger, that just happens to have popped up and go, oh, bloody hell, fireball!
And I'm celestial!
I'll let Phelan and Bastion have a reflex save, but not for half. I'll let them save for less, but as they catch the engine...
What, you mean less than half doing more damage, or less than half doing less damage?
I'll let them...
just as Europe isn't a rogue, get the full same anyway with evasion.
Yes. Lindsay will evade completely.
I won't.
Bastion catches one and three. Fireball.
Go. Fireball.
Mm.
Eighth level.
7th level. 8d6.
Just do the damage and we'll see how
many.
You got 17? Well, that might be alright then.
Do it. I'm going to push him there again. Possibly.
8. 14.
Pug.
Yeah.
I'll die.
15.
Missed. You got
16. 19.
I've heard that stupid eyebrows.
Oh, it's only 20 points.
You're immune to fire, aren't you?
No, I'm not immune to fire.
You've got fire partial thing. Fire.
20 points.
20 points.
Let's see how they catch. See how they do with their dungeon. That's a success for blind boy.
He's not blind anymore.
Oh, is he not?
No, he's only for a rank.
Okay. It's success. He goes,
doesn't do anything anyway.
No. Well, he can't. Can't cram down the corridor. I could technically send him out the door and down behind him, but that'd be very mean. I think I can.
It's always the end of battle.
Oh, I can't. No balls in this room. Stupidly. That probably does as well, the cleric. And.
I hate that.
15. That's a failure. So how many? 20 points?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's set it on him. There's a save for half. So that's that. That's a save for half. So that's that. Plus you dodge, and you can take a token 5.
Okay, I think.
That because your damage reduction fire 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel the heat, but you feel no pain. Who's next?
Next one.
You feel the burn, you enjoy the burn.
Me again.
Yeah, feel the burn.
Come on, Willie. Big Willie.
Dang, not working today.
That shaggle hits.
Big Willy misses. Big Willy shoots wide.
Who's next? Bring back Garut.
They are.
Our buddy is the
perfect front. Fight for Garut.
Yes. Yes.
Stand up things that are corporeal.
Yes.
He'd be like, ah! They'd be like, ah!
Can we imbue you with the spirit of Garut?
Let's see.
Gonna go for failing.
Oh, fantastic. I'll die.
Yeah, natural 20. Potential threat.
Threat.
You luckily
didn't get.
What's your armor class?
It has rare, but 20 and 22 next.
Either is fine. It missed.
22 traps.
You're lucky. You're lucky because it would have got 19 to hit you. So it doesn't actually threat you because otherwise it would have done 2d8 plus 10 times 3.
Woof.
As it is, it's just doing 2d8.
Don't worry.
Well, that's minimum.
Was it big?
23 points of damage. It smacks you very hard.
You could have survived.
Hi, Helen. Those are blue kicks. Kicks of blue.
Blue are you looking for? With yellow.
They look like Eskimo boobs.
Really?
Yes, they're cold and blue.
As a witch's
teat
thing. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Helen, for cooking on
things.
Your
food is evil. It's very nice there. Especially with chocolate. It's melted under.
Just think of it as turquoise.
It's blue.
Which is the colour of the god.
It's blue.
That's what it means, apparently.
The magazine that features my hands.
Yes. I'm signing my mum's wedding invitation. Which
is... And they're still warm.
Would you like to see your hands?
Aye.
What? Helen's hands are in a national magazine.
The magazine, they're famous. Ooh, look at my hands. I've seen an Indian dress.
Those are Helen's hands, all right. I can vouch for that.
But they're also on the end of your arms.
I'm quite good at casting now. You've managed to get
quite a lot.
Imogen out of hers.
Nope.
La 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 la. I'm walking around quite stiffly on holiday.
Just like Finn, you're not shagging me in there.
It's a very traditional marriage.
Anyway.
Well, goodness, they gave us a twin room. They have a separate bed.
Just like home.
Yep, you have an easy marriage. Yeah. They still apply the Hays Code, you know.
No, thank you. Very nice, thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Balazar is preparing Scorching Ray for his next attack.
I wish you wouldn't.
I'm going to carry on watching the first ever episode of CSI.
The first ever?
Good. Oh, I've seen that one, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as the rest, it's too much of the people who I don't care about.
More bodies, less personal indirection.
Yeah, that's better.
I like Miami, that's a good series.
Cake and Dr. Pepper. Where were we? Yeah, smacking and the running and the jumping and the shouting.
Fingers tingle. Kind
of the other two mooch around.
I have
missed
my jeans as well. I just have lost
it. Yeah, that's fine. Go on, Ferlin. Critical hit.
Out my wand.
Oh, God.
Hooray!
May all your hits be crit.
I fire it into the room. I aim it at...
That big blue fucker.
D20?
No, I think it's
D10.
D10.
Ow!
D90.
What? Did you say what page
it's in the rods section.
237.
Thank you.
And you have all the paperwork.
No, not flowers.
Not
had
flowers.
A lot of books when there were three of them. Now look at them.
You ready?
Go.
75. Is it
a
crap one?
Is it one that hurts?
What 75?
There we go. Yay!
Tell me,
what is it?
65
fireballs. Yes!
Sadly, you'll be in it.
I don't know, you won't.
Will you not?
I fired it on him.
You will be.
I don't care.
And so will you.
Yeah. Sorry.
66.
Yeah, but you've got evasion.
And a reflex save. You're alright.
So I do the reflex save first, or what?
Yeah.
Fail by one.
Fail by one. Bastion gets it again. Oh 16. Dear.
You pass.
Oh my god, you pass him too?
One. 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16.
16,
alright. Go me.
Again.
Two fireballs! Fail. All three fail. 16 points damage.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Stops.
16.
You bastion take 16 points of damage.
You, is it?
Sorry about that, Bastion.
I was going to play with that one.
Look, they hurt them too.
He did actually. Technically, I should have had a go for a technical.
That spell is a spell-like ability. It is, isn't it?
Yes.
What a shame. I'll make my reflex save.
Oh, you get the quicker dodge you do it.
Quick! A quick recalculation, my Bastion. Couldn't possibly get
it. No, in fact, you did not hurt me.
Actually, I filed on 73rd appendices of my character. I get a special dispensation against the
3 points. Did you take?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
I just thought you were cold, so I would warm you up.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
only like
you can't warm me up.
I smack him again.
Which one's smoking the worst?
One that you're fighting is looking a bit teetery on his feet. He's called Vernier.
But I take it 15 when I get
15 misses.
Vernier scale.
You need a 20 to hit him.
What's the chances of rolling another 75?
There are other effects that could happen.
I have it in my hand. You should have it.
Okay, tell me a good number to get and I'll see if I can practice.
No, you've got to be dirt blind.
Invisibility.
72.
Ooh, close. That would have been fireball.
Right, yeah. Picking that one.
No, you're not.
Balazan.
I can do what I want.
Balazan! Scorching rays come out of the end of his fingers down the corridor.
Are you
aiming in any specific fashion, or are you just firing down?
Firing down where I can hear the sound.
Aim high!
Yeah, the giants. I've got to aim high. Genius, for heaven's sake.
You are quite clever. You're aiming upwards.
I'm aiming
upwards. Give me a spellcraft roll.
Spellcraft. 19 plus 17.
He's got it.
It's a lot.
Okay, make me your roll to hit.
Yeah. Roll to hit.
Twice.
Roll to hit.
Twice. 15 plus...
Your ranged attack.
Ranged attack.
But it's a touch attack, so should hit. Probably hit.
We'll hit front one. It's only an 8 touch step at least.
I missed the second one, probably on a 5.
You've still probably got a slight bonus overall.
Because you get your depth modifier.
And they're giants, and I'm not, so take that. Bonus.
Who needs an 8?
Base attack is plus 4, so that'd be 9.
Plus 2 dex.
Yeah, invulnerability.
Plus 2, 11.
Is the target.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've made it. So okay. We hit with both.
Right, so...
Despite the fact you're
blind... You need to roll a 50% miss chance.
See, it's far better blind. Maybe it's concentrating more.
Right. Yeah. 1 to 10, they fail.
Above. The blind stuff.
Fail. And fail.
Oh! They head unerringly towards their target, but he just goes, ah! And they shoot past.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, though. They were on target.
That goes, that spell. Burn that from the sheet.
Will we're in?
Will we're in. Come on, put him down. He's looking a bit shoddy.
That was it.
Good.
What's the crit range on the bow?
20.
Getting too cushy.
5.
18 misses, doesn't it?
Yes, sadly.
So 5 points of damage. Yeah, looking good. His mum wishes she could heal him right now.
Thank mum?
His mum's the blue one.
Oh.
Never mind. There go.
It's there go. Goes for a swing.
Are we trying to murder a family unit?
At you, my dear.
Yeah, but they're evil.
Maul. In a fit of what could be only termed as complete bloody uselessness, he almost knocks himself unconscious with his maul. He's obviously going to... He wets himself as he's about to die.
Yeah.
Who's next?
His mother and brother are going to live their revenge.
Are you having a go with the thing again?
I succeeded. I'm welter.
Oh, God.
Go on.
36.
What are you targeting?
I'm targeting the one directly in front of me.
You summon an animal. Roll me 1d100, please.
Go on. Dragon. Christ.
18.